NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong. Here's Jeffrey Pond.
Joe Tannehill, one of the lawyers for the late Jack Ruby, said today that Lee Harvey Oswald undoubtedly died from an air embolism, an air bubble in the bloodstream, and not from the shot that Ruby fired. Speaking in Las Vegas, Tannehill said the embolism was believed to have developed while Oswald was getting a blood transfusion at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Tannehill said he was definitely not suggesting that the bubble was created deliberately. In New Orleans, a top aide of District Attorney Jim Garrison said today it will be at least several months before businessman Clay Shaw can be tried on charges of conspiring to kill President Kennedy. A three-judge panel ruled yesterday that there is enough evidence against Shaw to justify a trial. The Russians have retaliated for the Chinese communist expulsion of two Soviet diplomatic officials. Moscow today ordered the first and third secretaries of the Chinese embassy to leave the country, accusing them of having carried on anti-Soviet activity. More news after this from Wins Products.
Today, a special treat. John Philip Azusa, the celebrated director of the Wynn Oil Company Corral, has consented to a personal interview by Mr. Keenan Wynn. Let's join them.
And you began directing singers when you were 3 years old?
Yes, I conducted my father in the shower.
And this was in your native Albania?
Absolutely no. It was in Azusa, Azusa, California.
I see. Then Azusa is named after your father, or is it vice versa?
Versa? By the way, were you named after the Wynn Oil Company or versa vice?
Neither one. The Wynn Oil Company people and I are not related. They make Wynn's friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many more products, all designed to keep your car going strong. I am an actor. Both our names just happen to be spelled W-Y-N-N.
A likely story.
Oh, I give up.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
President Johnson met with 49 governors today at the White House and told them federal aid to the states could increase fourfold from $15 billion a year to $60 billion in 5 years. He said this could happen through a new kind of federalism that's already developing, a fundamentally new process in American government of federal-state interaction never contemplated by the Founding Fathers. The president called for abandonment of the old disputes over states' rights. More details in this report from Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington.
The president's avowal of new state and federal cooperation was highlighted by an announcement full federal highway aid money will resume next month. More than $1 billion was cut last fall in a move to counter inflation, and the governors had complained it crippled long-range highway construction planning. Money and Vietnam have dominated interest at the meeting. New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller said he had not participated in a decision of Republican governors to forego a blanket endorsement of the president's Vietnam policy, but added,
as Americans, we support the president in his efforts to defend the interests of this country.
Governor, did the president say anything at lunch about this idea of a Vietnam resolution?
No, he didn't. He just indicated he was not interested in trying to get resolutions. He was trying to get cooperation.
The president will entertain the governors and their wives at dinner before leaving tonight for Guam. Carl Stern, NBC News at the White House.
Political leadership in Cuba will be centered in the sugarcane fields on the eastern part of the island beginning tomorrow. Premier Castro, President Dorticos, and most of the cabinet will spend 2 weeks there cutting cane. 2-year-old Teresa Fregia, who was trapped for 9 hours in a narrow well in Votaw, Texas, is happy and healthy today at a hospital in Beaumont. She suffered only a few scratches. Rescue workers pulled her out early today. More in a moment.
Maybe someday all cigarettes will have a built-in cigarette holder. But right now, only True has it. The plastic mouthpiece plus an air filtration system. A reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams. Good taste. Easy draw. Now you know why everything about True filter cigarettes says, right now. Shouldn't your brand be True?
South Vietnamese Premier Ky will take a copy of his country's new constitution to the meeting on Guam with President Johnson. The Constituent Assembly gave the document final approval today, 10 days ahead of time, so that Ky could let Mr. Johnson see it. The Constitution provides for a presidency and a two-house legislature with an independent judiciary. Premier Ky reportedly will carry something else to Guam. NBC News correspondent Bill Wordham learned in Saigon that South Vietnam will ask for even more U.S. military action against the communists. President Johnson, Secretary of State Rusk, and Defense Secretary McNamara will begin an 18-hour flight to Guam late tonight from Dulles Airport in Washington. While the president is in the Pacific, his wife will be in the Caribbean at St. John's on the Virgin Islands. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when True Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of Big Town next on the Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. At 4:05, it's 20 degrees in New York City, and this is Bill Hanrahan with the latest news of the metropolitan area. Fire burned out a three-story frame house and damaged six others on Halsey Street in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn this afternoon. One person was injured, as not as yet identified. The fire is now under control, and no indication as yet of the actual cause. Civil rights leaders in Harlem have called off demonstrations planned for tomorrow in honor of Adam Clayton Powell. They say they'll wait until the deposed congressman returns to New York City. WNBC News reporter Bill Fitzgerald discussed the feeling in Harlem with Roy Innes, an official of the Congress of Racial Equality.
I feel very bad. I'm not blaming the congressman. I'm blaming a system that prevents the congressman from coming back to his home district. I'm blaming the courts, the conspiracy between the courts of New York State and the Congress of the United States.
What is your reaction, Mr. Innes, to statements, for instance, by the Reverend A. Kendall Smith against Mr. Powell?
I think that Kendall Smith speaks for Kendall Smith and not for many other people in the Harlem community.
Innes said he expects Powell to return to Harlem soon. Columbia professor Samuel Rosen told a New York City conference on noise pollution today that the sounds of urban life can be downright dangerous. Among other things, Rosen said, intense noise can cause deafness, tension, and even high blood pressure. The police interrupted a card game holdup in a Bronx social club today, and the result was broken legs for three bandits who jumped 25 feet off a roof in an attempt to escape. The police had no trouble rounding them up. Now the weather briefly, the temperature 20 degrees and it's sunny, humidity 27%, the barometer is rising.
Monitor 67, the weekend sound you can always count on for information and entertainment at home or while traveling. Ed McMahon here. One of the most impressive religious spectacles in the world takes place next week in the Holy Land. A lady author, an eyewitness, will describe it for us 2 minutes from now.
Thank you.
of the Wild Goose by the Baja Marimba Band. Tomorrow, Palm Sunday, marks the beginning of the most solemn week in the year for Christians, Holy Week. Throughout the world, the ancient rituals of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday point toward the climactic day, Easter Sunday. Nowhere else on the globe is there more pre-Easter excitement, enthusiasm, and colorful community participation than in the Holy Land. Betty Hartman Wolf, author of Journey Through the Holy Land, explains why in this chat with Monitor reporter Neil Speltz.
Mrs. Wolf, what's it like in the Holy Land now, just before Easter time?
It's a very exciting time. And really, it is not anything like you would expect Easter to be celebrated in this country. As Westerners, I think perhaps we are a little reserved. We bow our heads and quietly say, thank God. But the Easterners do not do this. They are very enthusiastic about Easter. And they have great, great enthusiasm for their services. The first, of course, would be Palm Sunday, when they do have marches simulating Jesus' march into Jerusalem. The Greek Orthodox, which is just a very short walk from the Holy Sepulchre to the home of the Patriarch, is not so spectacular, except that the pilgrims do a very interesting thing. They carry flowers on a cane, and I would say that they compete in a way with each other to have the most beautiful flowers to carry. These canes may be as long as 4 feet tall, so the children sometimes are carrying canes equally as tall as they are. And they not only have flowers on these canes, but palm fronds intertwined, and sometimes even icons, so that they are carrying very expensive materials as well as very attractive.
Is this a crowded time of year?
It's a terribly crowded time of year. Most of the pilgrims, I think, try to come. I don't know about the Americans, but certainly many of the Eastern people do, because many of them have waited all of their lives for this one great highlight to be there at this time of year. And they are very emotional in their celebration of Easter. Now, the Roman Catholics also have a Palm Sunday parade, and this is truly a very big parade. They march all the way from Bethphage, which is traditionally the spot where Jesus asked his disciples to go and get him a donkey to ride into town, and from Bethphage to Jerusalem. Must be about 2.5 to 3 miles. And this turns out to be a very good walk, because Bethphage is very high on a hill, so that the pilgrims start there and then come twining all the way down the Mount of Olives, down through the Kidron Valley, and then back up into Jerusalem. Now, a hike that long is a feat in itself, but remember that these pilgrims are singing all of the way. And while they are all Roman Catholic, they are from many different orders. All of the different nuns have different habits. The priests have different robes, and of course the patriarch is always quite splendid. And as well, all of the children from parochial schools march. This is a very, very long march. Many, many people participate in this.
What about tourists? Are they involved in this?
Some few do, but I think that maybe some of them do what we did. Rather than take the march, because we had been on another similar march in Jerusalem, we went on a hill that overlooked the road coming up into Jerusalem. And there, Neil, we sat with, hundreds of Muslim spectators, because this to them is a very interesting day. A parade is going on, and I suppose if I were going to compare it to something in this country, I would say that it was something perhaps like a Shriners parade. It is very colorful. The people are carrying banners and all singing in various languages. And while I'm on that subject, I might say that it is more than just a spectacle to watch to the Muslims, because the Muslims do have a great deal of reverence for Jesus, which many Americans do not know. They do believe that Jesus was resurrected, that he still lives. And they do not believe that Muhammad was. Muhammad did die. But they believe that when the resurrection day comes, that Muhammad, the last and the best prophet of God, will be the first resurrected by Jesus. So they do not watch this totally as spectators. They have some interest in it, too.
Betty Hartman Wolf, author of Journey Through the Holy Land. Neil Speltz reporting for Monitor.
Next, Monitor Music. And the young lady who's about to sing her newest number was in the news yesterday, announcing her engagement and stating she'd be married before the end of the year. I'm talking about Connie Francis, who's about to sing Born Free.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. And if you live free, then each time you look at a star.
Nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, right eye chains.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
In 1 minute, a song by Trini Lopez, followed by sports with Joe Garagiola. So stay right where you are on the Monitor Beacon.
A totally new nylon for stockings. WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's the monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's the monitor.
It's now 20 minutes after the hour. I'm Ed McMahon. Here's Trini Lopez, self-proclaimed, spirited, independent.
Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you, gonna get along. somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Chrysler Marine Products Corporation of Chrysler Corporation. Here's Joe.
Some people say that baseball never changes. I'll be back with proof of that in one area after this from the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. Thinking of buying a boat? Now the Chrysler crew comes through with its great new expanded line of inboard outdrives, picked from 9 great ways to go. With inboard outdrive, the engine goes inside the boat, but the outboard drive and tilt-up prop are outside. There's an inboard outdrive for just about every size and kind of boat. Chrysler even puts 80 horses in a boat as small as a 14-footer. Or you can get the first real big boat inboard outdrive, the new Chrysler 290-horse V8. And in between, all the power you need every time you need it, like the Chrysler Volvo 120 or the Chrysler 175. 9 models combine the maneuverability and trailer ability of outboards with the economy and dependability of inboards. Chrysler builds great inboards, too. Tell your dealer you want Chrysler power in your next boat. There seems to be a pretty general agreement among sports fans that baseball has fewer changes than most of our major sports. To some people, that's a wrap. To others, it's one of the game's biggest assets. One of the most constant things about baseball is the preseason predictions by the managers. Year in and year out, managers are asked the same question. Where do you think you're going to wind up this year? Year in and year out, they come up with the same kind of answers. Let me give you an example. The other day, I came across some of these predictions, and I'd like to read them to you. The manager of the Chicago Cubs said, I honestly can't predict. We're shooting for the first division. We have improved through trades and the addition of young players from our farm system. How we'll do depends in part on how much the other clubs have bettered themselves. Here's a quote from the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. The National League is too tough to pick. There's not a bad team in the league. If our key players hold, we should finish higher than last year. Eddie Stanky is quoted as saying, we can finish from first to sixth in a very evenly balanced league. We'll go as far as our pitching carries us. And here's one from Waller Alston. Many experts have picked us to win the pennant. I'll go along with them. Chances are that none of those quotes shook you up too much, but it might surprise you to learn they're all 12 years old. They were all said prior to the opening of the 1955 season. In those days, the Cubs manager was Stanley Hack. The manager of the Cincinnati Reds was Bertie Tebbets. Eddie Stanky was talking about the St. Louis Cardinals, who he managed then, and not about the Chicago White Sox, the club he's currently managing. The Alston quote might have been a giveaway because he didn't mention the name of Sandy Koufax. When Alston made that statement, he had never seen Koufax pitch a game of Major League Baseball. Now, I don't want to be a guy who just complains about cliches. Not me. I'd like to offer some constructive criticism to major league managers on things they should say when they're asked that kind of question. How about the manager of a bad ball club saying, if I can take this collection of so-called ball players and still hold my job until the end of the season, there's no way I can miss being manager of the year. The general manager says we're going to be contenders. My wife knows better than that. I told her I'd take her on a trip when the season ended, and she said, when it ends for the league, or when it ends for you. The manager with a real solid club should say something like, with a club like I got, if we don't have the pennant clinched by Mother's Day, they ought to fire me. I'm just going to write down a lineup each day and then stay out of the way. They should make me buy a ticket to get into the ballpark. Do I think I'll ever hear a manager say things like that? Are you kidding? This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. The big wave in boating is Chrysler Inboard Outdrives, a new kind of power on the water. Combines only the best features of both inboard and outboard. The engine is inside your boat, but the outboard drive and tilt-up prop are outside. Chrysler Inboard Outdrives start easily. Cruise all day long on regular gasoline. No oil mixture needed. And Chrysler offers you a power range from 80 to 290 horsepower. There's an inboard outdrive for almost every size boat. Tell your dealer you want a Chrysler inboard outdrive in your next boat.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola is brought to you by Chrysler Marine Products, Chrysler Corporation. Joe is a Monitor regular every weekend, and you'll hear him on weekdays on NBC Radio. Next, a Monitor tip for the home. After ironing large-sized tablecloths, fold them lengthwise and place them on a clothes hanger. Then cover them with a plastic bag used by dry cleaners. This method of storage keeps the tablecloths clean and also eliminates unsightly wrinkles and creases caused by folding and storing in a drawer. Now, another good suggestion for your home. Can young families afford the lasting beauty of good carpet? Well, why not? With Bigelow's fabulous selection of lively carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic, DuPont's great carpet fiber. People who know buy Bigelow.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Talented fingers ranging over the black and white keys with Amy's theme. Your weekend theme should include Monitor, enjoyable where you are in the USA. In the Monroe, Louisiana area, people hear us on KMLB. Hello, Monroe. Time to join all stations on the NBC lineup. Sign in. We'll be back shortly. This is Ed McMahon.
Monitor, exploring the weekend world on the NBC Radio Network.
Wetzel's for people who like delicious food. Wetzel's invite you and your family to enjoy their taste-tempting food and beverages. You'll marvel at the low prices and high quality. You'll revel at the delicious sizzling food prepared before your eyes in their sparkling, clean, sunlit kitchens. So whenever you and your family are in the mood for something delicious to eat, wherever you go, go as you are to a Wetzel's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurant. At Wetzel's, you can select either a quick, nourishing snack or a complete meal. Yes, at Wetzel's, you're sure to savor those palate-pleasing hamburgers, grilled, juicy, and flavorful, for your genuine eating pleasure. French fries, golden brown to crisp perfection. Add zest as a delicious companion treat. And Wetzel's thick shakes, creamy and always delicious, complement your snack or meal. Or you might try a hot chocolate served piping hot. What delicious taste treats are now awaiting you at Wetzel's. In Brooklyn, New York, a Wetzel's is at the corner of Flatbush Avenue and Empire Boulevard, directly across from the Botanical Gardens. In Franklin Square, Long Island, there's a Wetzel's on Hempstead Turnpike, opposite Century's Franklin Theater in Hempstead. For the Wetzel's nearest you, check the phone book. 20 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
¶¶
Whether you're go-go-go on the weekend or just a happy stay-at-home, Monitor will spice your life with variety. In this half hour, comment by Al Katz, comedy by Sandy Barron, and in 3 minutes, a report on some of the excitement created this week on Broadway. First, let's review a father-daughter act, the Sinatras.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Now, for a check on what made entertainment news this week on Broadway, here's Monitor's man on the aisle, Leonard Probst.
The Broadway audience, which is increasingly middle-aged, middle-class, and middle-brow, each season finds time and money to support one play of a type, the best of its kind, so that generally there is room for one highbrow puzzle, one nostalgic musical, a comedy, and a titillating sex play that goes on to Hollywood and comes back to haunt us all with names such as Tuesday Weld. This week, we had the sex comedy of the season. It is witty, and it's excellently written. The play is by Robert Anderson. The title gives an idea of its frustrated sense of humor. It's called You Know I Can't Hear You When the Water's Running. The show is composed of four playlets. The first is about an Ivy League playwright, possibly Anderson himself. He wants an actor to appear completely nude on stage and to face the audience. The producer calls on an actor to audition for the role, but to his embarrassment, the playwright stops the male striptease at the last moment. The second play deals with a married couple arguing about whether to give up their double bed and buy twin beds. The next deals with parents arguing about whether to bring up their children still believing in the mysteries of sex. And the last, and the poorest, is about a couple in their 70s recalling past sexual failures and victories. Some of the same ground is covered, but much more powerfully and truthfully, in a film that opened this week and ran 3 days. It's the movie version of James Joyce's novel, Ulysses. It is a most remarkable picture. It is beautifully and sensitively done, and it is faithful to the language and intent of the book. Ulysses, of course, takes Leopold Bloom on a 24-hour tour as he wanders through Dublin. The movie does not wink or get skittish when it comes to strong language or sex. Joyce proved we do not censor our thoughts the same way we censor our speech, that while we may say the proper thing, our thoughts may be quite improper. The classical soliloquy by Molly Bloom, Leopold's vain, voluptuous, and idle wife, is magnificently played by Barbara Jefford, and it's done in full. She is seen lying in bed next to her husband as random thoughts spin out, thoughts of sexual satisfaction and displeasure. The unusual and memorable quality of the film is that, like the book, it captures the interior monologues of the mind. Ulysses is not only an unusual film to see, it was distributed in a most unusual way. It ran this past Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in 53 cities. Every seat in every theater for every evening performance was sold at the same terribly high price of $5.50. It will be shown again, hopefully at a reduced price. The most heralded opening of the week turned out to be the biggest disappointment. Playwright Frank Gilroy, who won every award in town with his The Subject Was Roses, brought a new play to Broadway Thursday night. It stars Irene Pappas, and it's called That Summer, That Fall. It's a modernized version of the Greek legend about Phaedra. It carries out a sense of inexorable doom, but fails to make the people believable, interesting, or human. The production is pretentious and the lighting is gimmicky, but none of it covers the blandness and boredom of this play. That Summer, That Fall is a poor drama. Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, and that's it from Broadway.
Oh, yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. It's such a good feeling to wake up and know that somebody's heart goes wherever you go, that somebody's waiting with a sweet caress to bring you happiness. Oh yes, it's people like you who bring sunny skies to people like me. And that's why people like me lose their hearts to people like you. Life used to be lonely, no roses and wine, but now that's all over since you said you're mine. When somebody loved you, all at once you see how beautiful life can be. Oh yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. Oh yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. Oh yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you.
Oh yeah.
Eddie Fisher on monitor.
Miss O'Brien?
The mailbox says O'Brien. Or do you want to bet on Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien. About your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. With hydrostatic transmission. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
No matter what your hobby is, you'll have more time for it with a year-round Cub Cadet. No toy, but a tractor. Four models built like the big IH tractors. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. And stay on the monitor beacon.
There's Oscar Brand inviting you to travel easy on the Long Island Railroad, where we have midday trains for ladies, commuter trains for dads, weekend trains for families, money-saving plans, tours to Sag and Montauk, Mystic and Jones Beach, road and rail in Suffolk, every bus a peach on the Long Island Railroad. Board! Bar-type cars for thirsties, parlor cars galore, boxy cars for boxes, and many, many more. Air-conditioned beauties, recently arrived, rugged riding oldies that shouldn't be alive. We've got postal cars for letters, party cars for teens, more darn trains of every kind than you have ever seen on the Long Island Railroad board. We do our best to run 'em clean and swift and true. Bet your driver's license, we got a train for you, so travel easy on the Long Island Railroad.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Once again, it's Monitor with Ed McMahon. Now, put a little fun in your life. Try laughing. It requires only a minimum of effort on your part. Just listen closely to another Monitor on Stage feature. Performances recorded live by headliners as they performed in the nation's leading entertainment spots. Right now, our star is comedian Sandy Barron. The subject is dating and parking.
Now, on the way home at the end of a day, you have to park. And there's a very good reason, because the next day, your friends are going to check up on you. Now, we all know that if we're honest. Guys meet in front of the candy store, or the luncheonette, or wherever it is, and there's a big report card system, see? Now, how do you park? You can't come out and tell her the truth, you know, and say, sweetheart, I want to park, so you have to make up a lie. Now, I had one that never failed. I'd be driving along, and all of a sudden, I'd say, oh, heavens! Look at that! The car is dead! It is broken! It will never go again. We will have to park the car somewhere. And she'd say, where? I say, I know great spots near the lake, 8 miles from here. So I would drive the dead car to the lake. Now, when you get there, there's always plenty of room to sit right next to you. But girls don't do that. They have their own private country, all the way over on the right, in the glove compartment. And I said, look, are you afraid of me or something? And she said, what the ether should make you feel that I am afraid of you. I said, I don't know, the hand grenades on your belt. So the guy starts yawning, and there's always that moment when you hear and then the creeper comes, and his arm shoots out, and he gets there in a stranglehold, and you hear, get over here, will you? Come on, get over here, don't you? Boy, you're strong. Did you have a good time tonight? Did you enjoy yourself? Show me. And she showed me, it was a picture of her first boyfriend. Very handsome kid with his hands cut off.
Monitor on Stage with Sandy Barron. You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant gas air conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service Bryant and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Now I know the feeling
think of the happiness that lies in store. To be wanted and needed and loved by someone more and more. I simply can't understand what my foolish heart was waiting for. Now I know the feeling of a lifetime, of this wonderful glow of delight I never really believed in until tonight. Yes, now, I know the feeling love can bring you. And I could purr like a cat that's so satisfied its whiskers curled. I want to beat on the drum, sound the horns, and have the flags unfurled. It's like a party my happy heart's having with the whole wide world. And I could purr like a cat that's so satisfied its whiskers curl. Beat on the drum, sound the horns, and have the flags unfurled. It's like a party my happy heart's having with the whole wide world. Do do do. Ya lo sé, ya lo sé. He sentido, he sentido ya.
That was Vicky Carr. And speaking of feelings, I wonder how it feels to have an opinionated expert draw a bead on you, on your activities, and then really let you have it, both barrels. Well, two large groups of society are about to find out. Civilians, or businessmen, and politicians. Here's Al Capp, monitors, expert on nothing, with opinions on everything. And the subject is meeting.
There isn't a red-blooded American wife who wouldn't first clobber and then leave her husband if he suddenly announced that he was taking off for Paris, London, or Miami for a week of drinking, carousing, and all-around expensive time-wasting. But there isn't a loyal, understanding wife in America who wouldn't murmur, "Of course, dear," if her husband announced he was taking off for Paris, London, or Miami for a meeting. Meeting, that's the magic word. It makes a week or two of drinking, carousing, and general expensive time-wasting anywhere respectable. And what's even more fun, deductible. All expenses of going to meetings in Rome, Paris, or Miami are deducted as working expenses. But people go to such meetings much more happily than they go to work. Now, sometimes these meetings are called seminars, sometimes conferences or symposiums or roundtables. But that doesn't make folks any the less eager to go to them. Free drinks, free entertainment, and free world travel are sweet by any name. Politicians are the world's champion meeting goers. They're always rushing off to them to solve the world's troubles. It's rarely ever necessary, however, to ever hold these meetings in, let's say, a devastated town in Alaska or in a stricken coal mining hamlet in West Virginia. Politicians always have to go to meetings at the Ritz in Paris, the Ritz in London, or at the Athens Hilton. I guess they are the real trouble spots of the world. Meetings of civilians and meetings of politicians differ in one important respect. In any 8-day meeting of civilians, statistics prove that a total of at least one half a day is spent actually discussing the subject of the meeting. But when politicians travel first class halfway around the world to meet with each other where the weather is finer and the food and the booze is better than it is at home, they never get to the subject of the meeting. It usually takes them the full 8 days to decide where to hold the next meeting. Once they make that decision, they announce to the world that they've reached an agreement and the meeting is hailed as a triumph. But when the headlines all over the world say, "Disarmament conference breaks up in angry disagreement after 8 days of wrangling," well, it's nothing to get nervous about. They haven't disagreed about disarmament. They never got around to discussing that. All it means is that they couldn't agree where to have the next meeting. And so international conferences aren't anything to worry about when you understand what they're really all about. International conferences are always about where would be the pleasantest place in the world to hold the next international conference. And that's why they're so important. as long as everybody continues to enjoy holding them all over the world, nobody will blow the world up.
There you are, instant high-level international diplomacy. All you have to do is add Al Capp. He's our talking cartoonist. He expounds readily and willingly on any and all subjects every weekend on Monitor. Let's have a look at the weather, coast to coast. Today, very cold in the east, with below zero readings in New England, and a hard freeze in Dixie. Snow flurries over the Great Lakes with showers in the far west. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry across the nation with a warming trend in the east. In this freezing season, especially in the east, you may be interested to know that in Las Vegas it hit 80 degrees. They made it the hard way, 40 twice.
Everywhere along America's great highways, you see good service stations with a big, new, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. That cabinet serves as a reminder that you never need to gamble when driving your car in bad weather with dead wiper blades that streak and blur your vision dangerously. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Once dead, it can't stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision. Refill or replace your windshield wiper blades as soon as they start streaking at any service station where you see the big bright yellow ANCO cabinet. It's stocked with the world's finest windshield wipers, arms, and refills. ANCO, A-N-C-O, by Anderson. The skilled ANCO man at the pump can quick fit your car correctly in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Is called Tito Lee. Stay with us and stay informed with NBC Monitor News on the Hour coming right up. This is Ed McMahon.
Tito, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Because he's far out, Lee Leonard reaches you. Afternoons at 1 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
All the news is in the Sunday News, and it's only 20 cents, local, national, and international. All the news. Pages and pages of entertainment news, behind-the-scenes coverage of movies, television, and Broadway. Read America's Red Guard, an expose of a well-organized alliance of new left youths and outright communists. Be sure to see the fashion reports from Rome, Paris, and London, and to enjoy the features and great photographs in the Coloroto magazine. For that new car, new home, new job, consult the Sunday News classified section. Dog patch in New York? Staten Island used to be that way, but things are changing. Find out why in this week's news. Big stories, exciting pictures, the most accurate weekly TV listings available anywhere. All this plus 25 of the best comic and adventure strips in town, including Moon Mullins on stage and Dick Tracy. You get all this plus much, much more in the New York Sunday News. The current temperature is 20 degrees, the time 5 p.m., and time for late news.